Oh, sorry, guys. It's a little hot there. All right, we're going to go ahead and roll into our race-winning media availability here. If you have questions, raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. Who would like to kick us off? Okay, we'll start in the back in the blue.
I definitely was relieved. I thought that earlier in the race, he did a great job pushing me. And definitely out of anybody who was ever behind me at any point in the race, I thought he was helping me out the most and doing a great job pushing. So I knew he would probably try to make a move at the end, but I thought if we stuck together, we could definitely pull it off. So I was relieved.
All right, we'll continue with questions. We'll come up front to Jordan.
Jordan Bianchi with The Athletic. You know, the narrative could easily be this is Talladega, super speedway, et cetera, but if you look at your results really kind of the last second half of this year, it feels like you guys have kind of been building towards that. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, we definitely hit a bit of a stride, and obviously Talladega can be a wild card race. So I thought that in tonight's race or today's race, that really wasn't the case for us. Obviously, we got the pole, and I felt like we had great speed and the fastest truck, throughout the whole race. So, leading a lot of laps and being up front, I think it was definitely a legitimate and really good win for us.
What has been the biggest learning curve for you so far during your rookie year?
Definitely struggled a little bit to start off the season at some of the mile and a halves, just kind of how to work the air and, working through traffic and kind of set myself up on restarts. But definitely as the years, progressed, I've definitely gotten a lot better and feel like I'm working towards, running top five, top three every week, especially on the road courses. I think, the last couple of races, the Roval, I finished third. So I think when you run in the top five and top three and continue to be up front, that's when the wins come. So I just got to, keep at it and work hard for Martinsville and Phoenix.
All right. Chris, go ahead.
Chris NightCatchNights.com. Gio, along the lines of what Jordan was talking about, your confidence has and results have skyrocketed in the second half of the season. Now that you have a win under your belts, how much are you looking forward to your sophomore season and being an realistic opportunity to contend for the playoffs and now hopefully a championship?
Yeah, I've definitely been really confident all year, but the last few weeks, it's definitely I've been more confident. But I think that we were really close to making the playoffs this year, and probably should have, just a couple things in my part and with the team's part, but just overall start of the year being a little bit of a learning curve for me. I think from halfway through the season to now, I've definitely progressed a lot, and I think that we are capable of winning, obviously, and as well as doing it on short tracks and intermediates now.
All right. Any additional questions? All right, Gio, congrats. Oh, Holly, do you have a question?
I was just going to ask, you mentioned your mom and dad, how special this is. I'm sorry. You mentioned your mom and dad, just how special this is and how you expect to celebrate. I know you just had a birthday, too.
Yeah, it's awesome to have my parents here. My dad's a little bit older, so he's been coming to a lot of the races, and it's really cool to have them here supporting me. They've been to most of the races this year, so to get a win with him here and in front of him was meant the world to me, honestly.
All right. Gio, congratulations again on the win. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
And just one quick update. From the care center, the driver of the 6th truck has been treated and released from the infield care center.